If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus. All good things come to an end. Hello, ladies. I am here. I am excited to share today's podcast with you. And I just said a quote, which is all good things come to an end. And I was thinking about a story in my childhood and how it kind of had an impact on me. And I've been thinking a lot about it lately because when you become the age of your parents, when they went through significant change, in my experience, I have more empathy and compassion for them because I'm in it. I'm having the experience of it. And it's really different being the child on the other side. And so I'm going to tell you a story. But before I do that, just giving you an update. This podcast today is just a life update. I'm not here to teach you anything. I'm not here to tell you anything. It was a request, and I think I'm going to do it once in a while, just like a general life update. I talk a lot about, practicing what I preach. And so a lot of times my clients will say to me, or, you know, when they're messaging me and we're talking, they'll tell me what's going on. And most of the time I'm like, this is normal. And so I think sometimes we feel really alone on our journey when we're taking action because it's uncomfortable. And when it's uncomfortable, we want to run away from that discomfort and get back into our comfort zone. So I'm calling this era of my life midlife adventures, and I actually don't even technically feel like I'm midlife yet. And so for those of you who are listening to the podcast that are in your 40s and 50s, you are going to laugh at me and you're going to be like, oh, honey, I know, because this is exactly the DMs I'm going to get on Instagram. Oh, honey, you are so young. You're not even midlife yet. You just wait until insert whatever. I get it. I get it. I feel like I came into the world a million years old. I'm an incredibly old soul. And I also feel like my life went very fast. I catapulted into adulthood really quickly, mainly just because of my childhood. I was the responsible one. And then I had a child at a very young age. So when you're entering the teenage years and then you have a child who flies the nest, I know I'm young, but at the same time, I feel like I'm entering this midlife adventure phase. I say midlife adventures, no crisis. I refuse to go into a crisis state. I just won't do that in my life anymore. I also feel like a lot of crisis can be prevented because you know it's coming. I do understand that there's crisis that happens that you had no control over, but to be able to buffer crisis in your life, you can thrive in all areas of your life. And then if something does happen, you're more prepared for it. So that's how I live my life now. So these are just midlife adventures that I'm heading into. So anyways, here we go. My oldest, who I'm going to, I'll definitely do a podcast with him because he is such a good human. And I talk about him a lot because he triggers the crap out of me in a good way. Logan, he's 19 years old and he made me a mother. And he made me the person I am today. So, he has officially flew the nest and I'm okay. I'm okay. I am also not okay at the same time. And I will tell you that I'm also on day 26 of my cycle, so that's probably why I'm crying. It is really challenging to raise conscious children because the side effect is this. The side effect of raising strong, independent children who have emotional intelligence, who take responsibility for their feelings, who take responsibility for their actions and behavior, is they will leave you. Because even though they're uncomfortable and scared, it's a healthy attachment. And I am so proud of my son. And the last a few episodes ago, I talked about like, when do you need to kick your kids out? And I got so many DMs from that conversation. So many women in very similar situations that they have a teenager who doesn't know what they want to do in post-secondary education. And the child is kind of frozen in time, and they're in a state of fight, flight, or freeze. And the parents are getting mad. They're getting angry. They're getting apathetic. They're frustrated. They're like, we're going to the doctors. We're going to the therapist, and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, listen, your relationship with your child is number one priority. And your child's mental health, we don't need to search for a diagnosis. If there is a diagnosis, it was there long before the age of 18. But your child is just fucking terrified. And you need to learn to help them manage their fear and shame and guilt, because those are very real experiences for children and teenagers. But if you don't know how to manage your own fear, your own guilt, your own shame, you're going to end up angry and frustrated. So my tears are like tears of happiness. I'm so proud of my son. Just taking ownership for his life. In that episode, the other one I'm talking about, I said I made an ultimatum and I told him, you're 19 years old, you have to get a job or you have to leave. And he left and he got a job. And it was like a shock to my system. And he did it. He said there was no arguing, there was no yelling. But I will tell you that when I'm talking to these women who are messaging me, they won't hold the boundary because they don't want to feel their feelings and they don't want to hold their children accountable to the consequence of the unknown. And so Logan has been gone for a few weeks and he still comes back. And it's amazing. But I will tell you, when a child goes to the next level in their life, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter what their education is, what their job is. I just want my kids to be happy. I want them to have discernment. I want them to know how to manage their emotions. And I want them to have a really good relationship with my kids. So as soon as that happened, I kind of went through the grieving process, like the seven stages of grief. And it was a little bit of a shock. I was angry. I was holding the boundary. And then he was like, yep, no problem. He did his thing. Like he actually thanked me for holding that boundary. Cause he's like, yeah, I was too comfortable at home and you know, we need space. And I wrote some notes here. I wrote midlife adventures and uncoupling codependency. And specifically my oldest, you know, he catapulted me into the world of adulthood. And we are detangling our codependency on each other. But it's more of an identity codependency. It's like an unwritten rule. We're very, 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 very close. All of my kids, we have like different relationships with each other in the sense of like we're a very close-knit family. And I'm just in an interesting space where life feels so good, and yet I feel like I have a blank slate in front of me, and anything is possible. And I'm still parenting, but my relationship is changing. And so now I have these other two kids that I can focus on, but I don't want to overparent. And so I guess it's just an unexpected consequence of conscious parenting and gentle parenting, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, that when you choose to create healthy relationships with your kids, knowing that when they leave home and they want to come back, you know, they want to visit, they want to be around you, it's painful AF. And I know that this is part of the process. I know that this is, you know, the tears are part of the process. It's wild. It's wild. That's all I can say. Feeling they're not bad. And everything that I have gone through, everything that I teach, I don't know how I would have gotten here without doing that work. I feel like I finished running a race that I trained for. And I am so proud of myself. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions of parenting in general, or relationships, or going after your dreams, is that you get to a goal and then life gets easier. And what I've realized is that's a lie. You begin to buy a few points to trust yourself a little bit more. But the conscious intention and awareness that it takes to keep going, it's like you can't unsee it anymore. And so although I may not be waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning with children in diapers, the emotional game is next level. And this is life. Like, this is the duality of life and how precious it can be, which is like, I have such deep, 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 deep gratitude in this moment for like all of the work that I have personally done to get to the stage of my life. And yet I feel like I'm just getting started. And there's so much more, so much more. And I think for most of my life, I know for the first 10 years of my journey in mothering, like I call it mothering, but pre and post cancer. Pre-cancer was 10 years when I was really committed to creating a life I desired. And then post-cancer, now I'm in a phase where it's, I have to do it with intention. And self-doubt, I want to say, seems a little bigger. I don't know why, but it seems like anything I want or desire deep down in my soul, I know it's possible. It's just going to take more discipline and intention. And I hear this a lot lately from clients when they're like, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, bullshit. Like, why don't you know how to do that? I taught you how to do that. What is holding you back? And they're like, I tell myself I don't know how to play small. Or I tell myself I'm incapable of doing that, to play small. And so I can feel that, of course, within myself, but it's like the excuses are there. But I know in this phase, when I'm deeply grounded within myself, anything is possible. And so the discipline and ritual of habit and routine is so, so, so important. Where there was other seasons of my life where I could get away with more fluidity, I don't think that's possible in this season. So that is really, really important to me, is changing my habits, being more ritualized, being more intentional, just because when self-doubt gets bigger or fear gets bigger, it's time to double down. A quick word about today's sponsor, AG1. It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and quality, for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop because it's tested for over 950 contaminants and banned substances. While most of industry standards typically only test for 10. Isn't that crazy? And bonus, my kids love it, especially my teens. Trust AG1 for consistent daily support. Take control of your well-being with AG1. Experience it now and enjoy a complimentary 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 along with 5 free travel packs with your initial purchase at drinkag1.com/EU. That's drinkag1.com/EU. Emotionally Uncomfortable is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Our health gets worse, relationships break down, and it can often create a deep shame spiral, having us believe we are broken. I wouldn't be who I am today without therapy, and I've returned to it again and again as needed. A safe space to speak my truth and process what's in my head with a neutral party. I often find that clients who see the best results from my work are those who have been to therapy at some point in their life. A long time ago, I discovered that the work you avoid doing is the exact thing that keeps you stuck. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And anyone in your family can take advantage. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/EU today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EU for 10% off for your first month. So that's my little tip for you, is when fear's really, really big and you're about to take another big leap. And I can feel this. And this is not like, it's more intuitive in the sense of, I just feel it coming. And I know that in order to achieve my next level vision, which I have some clarity around, I have to be more structured. So we'll see how that goes. That's my life update for you. And adventures. So I'm always asking, how do I want to feel? How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? What is it? You know, wouldn't it be nice if? And before it was like getting my basic needs met. And now I can do that with my eyes closed. Now it's like digging deep. And it's like, what do you want to do with this one precious life? What do you want to see? How do you want to feel? What do you want your relationships to feel like? I would also say in this season of my life, my bullshit meter, which I had a pretty low bullshit meter before. I mean, I don't know if you say low or high. My tolerance is very low. So, example, if somebody's like, you know, I value respected communication. So if someone sends like a nasty message on Instagram, it's an instant block. Like, I don't even give you the time of day. I am being militant with my energy boundaries in the sense of what I'm willing to tolerate and what I'm not willing to tolerate. And that's an interesting place to be, because when you get rid of energies that are no longer serving you, there is a moment of panic of like, what am I going to fill that gap with? And the only thing I can say about this is when you learn to respect yourself, you become relentless with teaching other people how to respect you. And you are also a gift to other people, because you're like, oh no, we don't do that. You know, we can be upset and triggered, but we talk openly and we use our words, our kind words, right? Like shit that you've been taught in kindergarten. So it's such an, I feel so good in this season of my life. I also feel, I have tears of joy and grief and sadness. And I know that that is not socially acceptable to say, because on Instagram, everyone will post how awesome their life is. And my life is awesome. But awesome also comes with like grief of the good times. And I am an individual that will feel my feelings, and I will keep asking myself, how good can it get and how much better can it get? But I think it's wildly underestimated that part of this journey of becoming, there's a lot of feelings you will not want to feel on this journey. So that's my life update for you today. That's where I'm at today on day 26 of my cycle. I'm emotional. I'm excited. I'm uncertain. I'm a little scared. but I'm committed. And I think this game of life is really about, it's not about your to-do list. It's not about serving others 24 hours a day. Because I'm so impact driven and you can be impact driven, but you deserve to feel good too. And you may not know what that is, and that's okay. You may be shaking in your boots while you are taking action, and that is okay. But don't let your dreams die with you. That's all I gotta say. So, cheers to tears and the next adventure of midlife. I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.